Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Daniel Israel, good afternoon to you. Great to have you with me this week.
Great to be back with you, Simon.
And you're going to talk to me about the effect of the COVID vaccine on menstruation.
Yeah, because I think that at the moment, when we look at people who haven't been vaccinated, the biggest concerns are obviously things that stick in their head and of what the vaccine they think could do. And I thought that at appropriate times we could just unpack some of these thoughts. Maybe they're myths, maybe they're not, so that just people are more informed.
Yeah.
You know, we certainly saw that the head of the WHO said in the last day that, at the moment, there's someone in the world dying every 12 seconds of COVID-19, even at this point in the pandemic. So, you know, we've got to, and again, he cited like the lack of equal distribution and availability of vaccines for people as the biggest reason. So certainly, again, we've got to keep on that tune about getting people to vaccinate if they haven't been vaccinated. And so from our community's perspective, there has been some, I thought I'd focus on one today, is there has been some apprehension about doing the vaccine in terms of the menstruation, because we've seen that when people do the COVID vaccine, they say that for young women particularly, that it can mess up their menstrual cycle.
Okay.
So in the last day, actually, the South African Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which is a big umbrella branch in South Africa of gynaes, have said that they've released a study that showed that, in fact, there is no clinically statistical problem with vaccinating in terms of menstruation, that vaccines only lengthened the menstrual cycle by 0.7 of a day, so not even one day, with the women who took part in the study. So the concerns have been in the past that if you do the vaccine afterwards, it can delay your period for a long time or can make the period much heavier. And we have seen that. I mean, even as doctors, we've seen that with patients who have come in and said that. But we have to always look at, does a side effect last for a long time? Is it a permanent thing? Is it dangerous? And how much of the population it affects? And this study showed that, in fact, so this is just, you know, picking on the odd case here and there, and even those cases are very transient. So really, people should not focus on that as a reason to not get a vaccine. I think that if you have for those people it applies to, an extra day of your menstrual cycle and a little bit of a heavier cycle, it certainly is something that will settle, and the lasting effects of the vaccine in terms of its value far outweighs that.
Daniel, I know it wasn't the subject of discussion today, but that stat that you quoted as you came on here this afternoon is nothing short of frightening. You said one person dying every 12 seconds.
It's absolutely incredible, because one would think that at this point in the pandemic that, you know, it's much more under control, and the truth is that it is much more under control, but one can't make light heart of a situation where there's such an impact, I mean, in terms of morbidity and mortality. I mean, he also said that in the last week, they've had reported, this is from proper testing, 100 cases every 3 seconds. 100 every 3 seconds. So that's really significant. I mean, someone is reading a chair, lost their life to the virus every 12 seconds. The concern that he did cite was that we've discussed it, is that, you know, with the current situation where so much of the world is not vaccinated, that there is more room for there to be new variants. And this whole thing hangs on where what variants come and when they come. But we must still fight on this fight. But the good news to end off is that he said that he looks at 2022 being the year where we really will be the turning point of this pandemic. And the truth is that we all think COVID, it's over, it's hopefully over, you know, but the reality is when you see a conservative worldwide organization like the WHO saying that they can see that really becoming under control this year, that's really good news.
Oh, we can only hope. Daniel, as always, thank you so much. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Great, Simon.